The Geek News Central Podcast for 25 March 2005. Welcome to Show 50, and we are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Welcome to the podcast.
Aloha from his historic Ford Island in Honolulu, Hawaii. You're listening to the Geek News Central Podcast.
Hello, hi everyone, and welcome to Show 50. I am Todd, the Geek from Geek News Central, and welcome to the podcast. We're glad you're with us today. For all our new listeners, hey, you tuned into a great show, and if you're a first-time listener, we want to make sure that you get over to the main website at www.geeknewscentral.com. I'm sure we have a bunch of new listeners out of the great state of Hawaii today. Two or three of us from the Hawaii Association of Podcasters was on Hawaii Public Radio today. Had a great interview, lasted about an hour. Had great fun doing that, and I'm going to put the link up to that show when it becomes available up on the net. But I want to thank Beth Ann, who was our host today on Town Square here in Hawaii, for having us on the show, and also my co-hosts that were with us. All right, hey, as promised, I have a prize waiting for someone, and there was a lot of you that sent in the correct answers to the contest. Matter of fact, there was 48 of you. I was kind of wishing it was going to get to 50, you know, because that had been kind of cool. Like I said, we had 50 contestants for the 50th show in the 50th state, and I'm keeping right on with that theme. I've got something else with 50 on it to give you also, and no, it's not money. But I do want to cover a couple of things before we get into the drawing. Yeah, I'm kind of excited tonight. I'm having fun, and I'm glad you're with us. Okay, I've made the decision. It looks like I'm going to be going to Gnomedex in Seattle in the end of June. But I am looking for a sponsor. So if you want to be a sponsor, let me know. We will definitely wear your name on the back of my shirt or something. But I want to help defray some costs for the old geek here. So, looking for any sponsors. And also, the same word to put out, if you are going to Gnomedex and you're looking for someone to bunk up with and share a hotel room to defer some costs, drop me an email, because we're definitely looking into saving some cash. The wife kind of cringed a little bit when I said, okay, I'm going to do a third trip to the mainland. And she kind of gave me that look that wives give you. But it was long distance. You know, I could feel it through the phone. And she is still in Japan, and looks like she is going to be back in about 3 weeks. I can't wait. But anyway, my good friend Paul out in New York, he has launched a forum for his website that he has. It's called podcastrigs.net. And I'll put the link up in the show notes to that forum section that he's launching. This is going to be a great resource for aspiring podcasters. If you want to get into podcasting in a big way, get your sound sounding dynamic and rich and deep and all that good stuff, Paul is the man that is going to lead you down the right path. As a matter of fact, he is fully responsible for the sound that comes out of our show. I took all of his advice, minus one. I already had a mic that I had bought, but I think I ended up with a pretty good mic, but all the other equipment here that we have was recommended by him. So make sure that you go visit podcastrigs.net. Also, I want to make sure that you visit the techpodcast.com website. I've been listening to the shows over there, and one of the shows I really like is The Feed. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link up to his show on the show notes. So if you're into tech, you definitely want to listen to The Feed. We think you'll get some enjoyment out of it. And speaking of podcasts, I want you guys to listen to this promo.
Attention podcasters and portable audio and video enthusiasts. The Podcast and Portable Media Expo is November 11th and 12th, 2005, in Southern California at the Ontario Convention Center. Walk the exhibit hall and demo the latest hardware and software tools for creating podcasts. Hear from audio engineers about how they record and edit their own audio files, and attend classes on how to promote your podcast and attract paying sponsors. Register today at www.podcastexpo.com.
All right, so I know all of you are going to join us in November out at Podcast Expo. Matter of fact, we are going to have our podcast awards out there for the podcastawards.com site, and that is still getting ready to launch on June 15th. Had a discussion today with one of the guys that's helping brand the site, getting everything ready. We're getting the media packages ready to go, so we're going to be sending those off to the people that are wanting to be sponsors. And we're going to have a great, great award ceremony for the Podcast Awards this year, the People's Choice Podcast Awards. Now, speaking of awards, okay, the time is here. You've been diligent. You have paid attention to everything that I have been saying in this podcast, and you took notes, and 48 of you sent in entries for the contest. 48. And I've got them. What I did is I cut and paste into a Word document, and I printed everybody's name, and I have a bowl. I don't have a hat here, so I've got a bowl, and I've got it up on the counter here, if you guys can hear it here. I've got it up on the counter, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw a name here in a second, but I want to tell everyone what our prize is. Okay, I am living in the 50th state. This is the 50th show. So I only thought it was appropriate that we give away an American flag because it has 50 stars on it, Hawaii being the last state to be allowed to enter this great country of ours. And not only that, this is a special deal. And you guys that did not send in a contest form are going to be really disappointed. Being that I live here on historic Ford Island, the famous battleship Missouri is just, I mean, quite literally within a half mile of my house. On Tuesday, I had a function on the Missouri, but I went down to the ship store that they have there, and they have a great service. What they allow you to do is they allow you to pre-order a flag to be flown on a certain day. So what we're going to do here tonight is the name I draw this hat, I'm going to send them an email and say, or him or her, whoever it may be, because we did get ladies that submitted entries also. I'm going to send an email to that person, and I'm going to say, what day would you like a flag flown on the USS Missouri here at Ford Island? And what you will get is you will get a flag and a certificate saying it was flown on the USS Missouri. Now, is that cool or what? Now, the value, believe it or not, on this flag is about $48 or $49, almost $50. So it all rounded out, okay? So it was great to go, and I hope you guys, whoever wins the prize, I hope you enjoy it. And the next time I have a contest, maybe more of you will pay attention because there's a lot of cool stuff like that I can do here in Hawaii. So now we'll see if we get an American winner because we had some people from outside the United States that also put their name in the hat. So let me go up here and reach into the bowl. All right, shaking this around, and I have a piece of paper. Let me unfold the piece of paper here. All right, the winner of the flag from the USS Missouri is Norbert Davis. Congratulations, Norbert. And I don't know when his entry come in, but send me an email. Matter of fact, call the voicemail line 619-342-7365. I want you to call it, Norbert, and I want you to give us a shout out, say hip hip hooray, I won or whatever, and we'll play it on the next show. But congratulations, and we're real happy that you took the time to participate in our 50th show contest. And hey, I'm pumped, I'm excited. I thought for a long time, what can I give that's cool? And you know, I didn't even really know the first show what we were going to give, and then I kind of thought about it. Said, yeah, that'll work great. So I'll have to look and see if Norbert's actually from the United States. I don't have the email client up, but we want to thank our sponsor, and going into that, the Windows Mobile Media Base HP iPack H6315 is available now at T-Mobile USA. It is the first PDA phone that has integrated Wi-Fi, GSM, GPRS, and Bluetooth, giving you high-speed wireless voice and data connectivity at home, at work, and on the go. Get the latest information about this and other cell phones powered by Microsoft at www.msmobiles.com. Nobody else gives you the whole story. And thanks for MS Mobiles for being our sponsor. All right, let's see here. Do I have everything? Oh, I've got some more little items to go over. All right, I got a couple of emails from people that were upset at me on what I had talked about BitTorrent last week, primarily being used for people that are doing illegal file sharing. So I want everyone to know, straight up in front, I do know that BitTorrent has absolute legitimate uses, and we're using it for an absolute legitimate use in distributing our podcast. So don't get me wrong, it's great for legitimate stuff, and it is a preferred medium to transfer and get that content distributed and spread out and have other people help out. But let's face it, it still is people do use it for transferring illegal files. But I'm just going to say that, and we're going to move on. All right, what else have we got? Okay, on Geek News Central, on the actual website itself, we are considering, or actually I have a web designer in Chicago making the final touches to the redesign to the Geek News Central website. And I think we're going to have a demo up on it very shortly. So what I'd like to do is, those of you that actually read the site and have been around for a couple of years, if you've been reading the site for a couple of years, or you know, maybe even 6 months, send me an email and say, I'd like to participate in your website review program, because I want to get some feedback before we release it to the general public. But I want you guys that actually are out there reviewing the site on a daily basis or coming periodically to let us know what you think. So just drop me an email at thegeek@geeknewscentral.com. All right, I'm looking at my initial show notes here. We've got the contest out of the way. I got that. I'm talking to myself tonight. I apologize. Oh, I do want to re-mention FeedFest. FeedFest in Portland is going to be going on in July. Some people had said, didn't understand quite what you said. It's FeedFest with an F. FeedFest is going to be sponsored by Corante, Corante, Corante.com. So you can get out there and check their website. Now, they haven't put anything up there yet, but it's in the end of July in Portland, and it's going to be wild. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a good time. They're going to have a thing called Podcast Hotel. So we've already talked about that before. Excuse me. But we are going to be, I am definitely going to be at that. So some of you had some questions on that show. All right, let's see here. Let me load the aggregator, and let's see what I have found for you tonight. Hey, this is kind of I had to actually dig a little bit tonight because we did not have a lot of news out there, a lot of news on the Sony PSP that was released, but I did find some very good articles. And, you know, how many of you guys are into science? Because I found on newscientist.com a article that says 13 things that do not make sense. And there's a lot of cool stuff in here. And one thing I did find that I found particularly interesting, let's see, let me run down. I actually had it open to the area. And then, of course, it's called the wow signal. And I didn't know about this. And at first I had heard about it, but they put it on 13 things that do not make sense. Apparently in 1977, an astronomer out of Ohio State University in Columbus, scrawled wow on the printout of a radio telescope that he was running in Delaware. It was in a unique frequency range of 1420 megahertz. So apparently 1420 megahertz is part of the radio spectrum which transmissions are prohibited. Now, why would that frequency be prohibited? I don't know. I have to look. I'm an electronics guy, but I don't remember 1420 being prohibited, but I'll have to look. But the nearest star in the direction that the sound or the frequency that the signal came from was 220 light years away. So a little bit out there, you know. But pretty interesting write-up on that. And they haven't seen anything since, of course. And, of course, the SETI group says it was probably near-Earth interference or something like that. But that is the kind of stuff that's in this top 13 things that do not make sense. One that's real interesting, I think, was talked about the placebo effect. And, you know, I think we've all heard about people be given salt pills instead of a regular pill and had the same outcome. So check that out. And good read. Great read, actually. Okay, now, you guys have heard me talk in the past about PubSub. And I use PubSub a lot. I put PubSub search words. I probably have got 50 PubSub search words. And the reason I use it a lot is I'm looking for key things. You know, if I'm looking for an RIAA article, if I'm looking for something going on in the BitTorrent scene, or, you know, anything that I'm interested in, I use PubSub because it seems to have a pretty good response time in finding stuff quickly. You know, when it comes up within an hour or two, my RSA aggregator picks up what PubSub has indexed. So there's a good article about PubSub and kind of what they've done and how the interface works. And someone had an interview with their chief technical operations officer named Bob Wyman. So go over there, and it's on the website. It's John Udell's website. Pretty good read. Only 3 or 4 paragraphs. Okay, Six Apart, the makers of Movable Type and host of TypePad, have released a new article on, it's called Making Progress Against Spam. Now, those of you that run Movable Type weblogs know that trackback spam and comment spam is a real problem. I think I've employed enough basically tools that they have recommended in the last couple of months that I don't know. I no longer have a trackback problem, but I do have from time to time an issue. Well, I have to clean all this stuff up. It doesn't get put on the website, but it's still moderated, and I have to take the time and delete 50 trackback, you know, spams from these guys that are trying to get us to all go play Texas Hold'em. Anyway, they've got a good article about making progress against spam. I'm going to take a little sip of iced tea here. I'm still fighting a little bit of a sore throat. And matter of fact, on the radio today, it was terrible trying to suppress the urge to cough. And it's one of these little hanger-ons from last week's flu. I wish it would just go away. Doesn't it just drive you nuts when that happens? Okay. The Pew Internet, it's basically pewinternet.org, has a new report out on peer-to-peer. And some of the same results that they found last time, except there's some changes in percentages. And they talk about, here are some of the results. 49% of all Americans and 53% of internet users believe that firms that own and operate file-sharing networks should be deemed responsible for pirating music and movie files. Wow. Is that kind of scary or what? And, of course, they are basically, the public is sharply divided on the question whether the government enforcement against music and movie pirates will work, but broadband users strongly believe that a government crackdown will not succeed. What else is there in here? I don't want to spoil it all for you. It's a good article, so I should just let you go read it. But here's the key thing. The percentage of internet users who say they downloaded music files has increased from 18% measured in February 2004 to 22% in our latest survey from January 2005. Still, this number continues to rest well below the peak level, 32%, that we registered in October 2002. So, hey, you know, people are still sharing files out there. But then it leads me into another article that talks about how people are actually sharing music. And it turns out that most of them are now, a lot of them are going to what I call Sneakernet. You know, they've got an iPod, a 30-gig iPod that's full. And they do some magic with their software, and they share that music that's on that iPod with their friends or their MP3 players. So, you know, they can scrub it out as much as they can on the surface, but, you know, people are still going to Sneakernet stuff back and forth. There is an article that is out on basically for podcasters talking about, I had to make myself a note there, on podcasters saying, is it illegal to podcast copyrighted music? Obviously, we know it's illegal to have copyrighted music in our podcast, and but it does talk about, there was some, and people were talking about it was going to be like $750 to $1,000 to do all the licensing through ASCAP, BMI, the RIAA, and it doesn't look like it's actually that much. And a pretty good article was written up on that on the New Communications Forum. It talks about the actual licensing fees. So go ahead and check that article out. And for those of you that are doing podcasts or thinking about doing mainstream music, this may be your in to figure out how to actually license and save yourself some money in the process, because she doesn't think it's going to cost you $750. Along with going back kind of to the file sharing stuff, there, you know, this this case is going to the Supreme Court to be heard, has the indie artists a little bit worried. They, basically the indie artists and some of the mainstream artists have actually started to release some of their music on the peer-to-peer networks just to, you know, it's already out there, so that, you know, it's kind of like fighting fire with fire. They're just going to give it away anyway and try to build interest in their bands, build interest in their music, and they're actually putting stuff out on the net 2 and 3 months in advance of a CD release. And it is being, they don't say if it's really having a positive effect, but they say they can't beat it regardless, so they're just going ahead and making it available, and hopefully the music will be popular enough and people will buy the music. So they're worried about this Supreme Court ruling and what's going to happen with the peer-to-peer networks if it dampens the number of, or the ones that are actually offering it. Because I'll be honest with you, if they rule against Grokster, and it's some of the other networks will probably go down, because they'll know that they've got a target painted to their forehead and they're going to be held responsible. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm sure where one pops, where one goes down, another one will pop right back up. Okay, those of you that are gamers, you know that the Sony PSP launched, and people are nuts about this thing. It's typically, you know, a typical rollout thing for a game. People stand in line all night, but apparently there is some pretty widespread reports coming out that there are dead pixels on the new PSPs. So can you imagine that, buying a brand new gaming device, and I guess a 1 million of them were are being pushed out, and to turn it on for the first time, brand spanking new out of the box, and have dead pixels, I think I'd be walking right back to the store and say, give me my money back, or trade me for a new one. So I just wonder how many of these will be returned, and Sony's going to end up eating. But a lot of festivities that went on that, a lot of coverage by Engadget, obviously. They were right on top of it. So, cool. Anyway, and if any of you guys got a PSP, let us know. Let us know how you like it. And tell me which games are that you bought with it, or which ones are available, and what you like about it and what you don't. I'll be honest with you, I'm not a gamer. And my kid is, so I guess I need to keep on top of this stuff, because I'm sure in about 2 weeks, when one of his buddies has one of these things, he's going to say, hey, Dad, can I have one of these? And I'm like, all right, how much allowance money you got? Okay, looks like Yahoo decided that they were going to try to preempt Gmail's release, or coming out of beta on Gmail, and they have upped their free email storage to 1 gigabyte. Now, I don't know how many of you have a Yahoo account. I think I do, just to be able to log in and sign up for like Yahoo mail groups. But I just don't like their email interface. It's not that good. Now, if you use Gmail, it is handy. You can boom, boom, boom. You get around quick in it. It's not as fast as my Outlook on my laptop, but for a web-based, it's definitely faster than Hotmail, Yahoo. You know, they're just clunkier. Your page has to reload. I like the way Gmail basically is really fast in the way they open their data up. So, but anyway, those of you that have Yahoo accounts, another way to, you know, another place to dump stuff off, a gigabyte of storage. Okay, and really, a gigabyte, that's not that much. You think about it. All right, DVD John strikes again. You know, Apple, released a new update to the Apple iTunes, and DV John came right back out and reopened it. So, fighting fire with fire, and he basically says here that the reason they did the hack was to allow Linux users to basically allow them to have music on their computers that don't have the DRM restriction so they can play them. So, their actual statement is, a group of underground programmers posted code online that says we'll reopen a backdoor in Apple's computer iTunes store, allowing Linux computer users to purchase music free of copy protection. Okay. Well, obviously, he is, DVD John is not in the United States. So I'm sure that Apple would be slapping a lawsuit on him. So those of you that are Linux users and want to be able to continue to buy Apple iTunes music, I guess you're safe to upgrade because you can get bypassed. All right, what else we got? Hey, this is good news on the financial front. Banks are ordered now to tell customers about breaches. You know, I just went through a situation with Bank of America where they lost a tape somewhere. And my information was on that tape. And they sent me two letters, basically profusely apologizing and, you know, basically tell me how I can put a fraud alert on my account and how I can request a credit check, the whole nine yards. But it was amazing that they sent me two letters. It basically said the same thing. So at least they did. And I guess what's going to happen now is other banks are going to have to start banks and other institutions that lose people's information that would cause a security issue for your personal information. They're going to have to report that to you. Mozilla users that those that use Firefox, get out there and update your Firefox install. There's a patch has been issued for a major security flaw in the Firefox browser. And they are advising people to update their software. So please do that, folks. Get out there and update the Firefox. They have a new download available at the Firefox website. Okay, those of you in Europe, .eu domains are almost ready to go. So you're going to be able to register the .eu domain name. So that'll be, I'm sure there's going to be a land rush on those bad boys. So, yeah, that's good to see. All right, we're 28 minutes. Guess what? Not a lot of content tonight, folks. And in keeping with my charge to try to reduce the show length to about 35 minutes, I'm right in keeping. We hope you enjoyed the show today. And as always, send comments to geek@geeknewscentral.com. Call the voicemail line at 619-342-7365 or Skype me at geeknewscentral.com. Congratulations to Norbert Davis for winning the American flag that's going to be flown on a date that he chooses on the USS Missouri. So next time I have a contest, folks, better pay attention. And number 50 is now in the bag. Hey, we're going to play a little pod-safe music for you. And we hope you enjoyed the show. And we will definitely see you again on next Tuesday. So here comes a little tune that I really like.
Turn the volume up as we kick off today's showcased independent music artist.
If it takes away the pain, it's alright. I'll rock you so hard, you might not make it through tonight. Follow the bright lights, they might change you. If you get lost along the way, it's alright. We'll find another way to dance.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Barry Carl Perfect. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you on Tuesday. A little unorthodox show tonight, but hey, that's podcasting. You guys have a great, great weekend, and I'm going to have one. We'll see you on Tuesday. Thanks, folks. Bye-bye.